Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Neuhauser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Neuhauser. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Greek George. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gerken. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Steve Gerken. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbine. Siebert moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive for a triple. There's an error on the play. Mayo goes all the way around to score. Cullenbine moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Newhouser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into left field. Metro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metro. Newhouser goes all the way around to score. Mayo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. Metro strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-1 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neuhauser bunts for an out with unknown description. Swift moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Hoover reaches third base with a triple. Swift scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive towards third. Kell catches it and throws to first to double up Mayo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peck is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mayo Smith now playing right field. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer is hit by the pitch. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. York moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. York moves to third. Mayer moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newhouser hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Estilella. Newhouser reaches second base with a double. York scores. Mayer scores. Swift goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing left field. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-2 in the game. Metro hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-2 in the game. George hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metro throws the ball into Hall, who tags Outlaw, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns pinch hits for Steve Gerken. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wilkins pinch runs for Joe Burns. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilkins moves to third. Buddy Rosar pinch hits for Mayo Smith. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilkins scores. Hall moves to second. It's 9-1, Tigers. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to third. Estalella moves to second. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-3 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.